What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm sure you've all heard the news during the New Year's regarding Kobe Bryant and his daughter's sudden death. 相信大家过年期间都还是有看到新闻，篮球员 Kobe Bryant 和他的女儿在空难中不幸的身亡。Their helicopter crashed, simultaneously shattering the hearts of millions and millions of people. The world has lost a great hero and a legend. Although his legacy will never die, he will be missed forever. Helicopters are not commonly used for transportation by most people, but airplanes might be.
直升机不是很常见的交通运输工具对我们来说，但飞机就还蛮普遍的。
So today I've picked a video about the safety system of a plane in case you ever encounter an emergency during your flight. We hope this never happens, but it's good to take precautions and learn about the safety features beforehand. Normally, I'd say, if you're interested, go watch the video, but today, you should go watch the video regardless.
今天的影片一定要去看。
Before you watch, let's practice today's sentence. An investigation showed that the craft was filled with highly flammable materials, including the foam in the seat cushions. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. An investigation showed that the craft was filled with highly flammable materials, including the foam in the seat cushions.
我觉得今天的这句话还蛮有挑战性的，里面有很多比较长一点也比较难发音的单字，所以大家要记得多练习咯。好，再来我们来看 pronunciation tips 的部分。首先An investigation,
如果不会念的话可以拆开来拆音节念 investigation. An investigation,
N 跟 investigation 中间可以连音
An investigation show that,
这边的 showed 它是过去式，所以有加 ed, 但是因为后面是 that, 所以呢 showed 跟 that 就连在一起了
show that
the craft, 哦，再来，我觉得这里就是最难的地方。That 也可以跟 the 连在一起 ，that the， 所以呢 ，showed 跟 that 连在一起 ，that 跟 the 连在一起，就会变成 show that the。再来，直接接 craft，show that the craft， 有没有很难 ？show that the craft。
Was filled with highly flammable. Flammable,
如果不会念的话也可以拆音节。首先先念 flame, 再来接 mable, flammable.
Materials,
后面记得舌头要往上卷，再接那个 s.
Materials, including the foam,
中间的 oa 念 o 的音 foam.
In the seat cushions,
这边 ush 念 u 的音。
Cushions.
Okay, 再来我们再把这句话念一次。
An investigation showed that the craft was filled with highly flammable materials, including the foam in the seat cushions.
那如果你听这个讲者念的话，你会发现他前面念的好快哦。不过他在 including 的前面有做一个小小的吸气，可以休息一下，再把接下来的句子念完。好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看单字的部分。
The first vocabulary of the day is investigation.
Investigation. Investigation 呢是名词，它的意思呢是对罪案问题或是陈述等等的调查或是侦查，为了发现真相去侦查的意思。
For example, the investigation went on for 6 months because they couldn't figure out just how the murderer escaped without being caught by the strict security systems in this building.
因为他们没有办法破解为什么杀人犯可以逃走而没有被这些严密的保全系统抓到。这个调查持续了6个月。
好，再来我们来看 investigation 的原型呢是 investigate。
Investigate 是动词，它的意思呢是指为了揭开真相而调查或是审查。
Okay, for example, you can't go inside. The police are investigating a crime that occurred this morning.
你不能进去这里面，警察正在里面调查今天早上在那栋楼里面发生的事件。Okay, 那这就是 investigate 的部分。再来我们来看 craft.
Craft.
craft 是名词，那它在这个句子里面，它的意思是船、艇或是飞行器、航空器。那除此之外呢，它还有工艺、手艺或是技术的意思。我们来看两个例子。第一个， rescue crafts and lifeboats are vital in case of emergencies。救生艇和救生船在紧急状况的时候很重要。那常常会看到有人说 aircraft， 它就是指飞机的意思。 OK， 就是 air 加上 craft， 它是一个字哦，中间没有空格， aircraft。 再来我们看第二个例子， She's not good at math or science, but she's good at arts and crafts。 她的数学或自然都不是很好，但是她很擅长艺术和手工艺品。OK， 再来我们来看 craft， 它还可以当动词使用，它的意思呢是指运用技巧去制作某物。 OK， for example， in the game Minecraft， you need to craft your own tools to chop trees and mine resources。 在当个创世神这个游戏里面呢，你必须制作工具来砍树和挖矿。不知道有没有人玩过 Minecraft 这个游戏，我是没有玩过啦，不过我常常看到YouTube 上有些实况主很喜欢实况这个游戏。 OK， 再来我们来看下一个单字， Flammable 呢，它是看到 A-B-L-E 应该知道它是形容词，意思呢是易燃的。OK, for example, this table is highly flammable. Are you sure you want to conduct a science experiment here? 这桌子是高度的易燃品，你确定你要在这里进行科学实验吗？ OK, flammable 呢，它的原型是名词，然后是 flame, 它的意思是火焰或是火舌。The flames were small at first, then they grew larger as the fire spread. 火焰一开始很小，但火开始蔓延之后就开始变大了。 OK, 那 flame 它是可数的，所以可以变成 flames。 再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字， cushion 呢是名词，它的意思是垫子、坐垫或是靠垫，也就是你沙发有些人家里的沙发喜欢在后面放一块那个枕头，那个就是 cushion。 OK, for example, the actress was pregnant during the shooting of the fifth season of the show. That's why she's consistently holding a cushion against her belly. It was to hide her baby bump. 那个女演员在拍这个节目的第五季的时候怀孕了，这就是为什么她时常抱着靠垫，那是用来遮她的孕肚的。不知道大家有没有看过比较长寿一点的外国影集，那因为长寿嘛，就是可能会拍摄5年到10年，有总共有5到10季这个样子。那里面的女演员呢，可能在这之中会结婚啊、怀孕啊、生小孩。那怀孕的话，演员怀孕了，但是角色可能没有办法让她怀孕，那这样的话呢，可能她在演戏的过程中就需要拿东西来遮她自己的肚子，可能是一个巨大的包包，或者是可能就站在桌子后面啊，或者是拿个 cushion 之类的。那还蛮有趣的，还蛮多影集会遇到这样子的状况。对，所以大家如果在看那种比较长寿的影集呢，可以去注意这一些细节。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. Go watch the video and stay safe, everybody. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.